This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'auzu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program. This is a sunnah too. Inshallah, just like the previous episodes, we'll hear about a sunnah which unfortunately is discarded. In fact, it would not be wrong to say many people are not aware that this is a sunnah. There are so many sunnah which we know of, and there are other sunnah which are related to the character, the mannerism, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his attributes, and we are far away from them, unfortunately. So this program, this is the intention that we have brought it with, to highlight, to revive even those sunan. We can learn about them and inshallah implement them in our lives. Now this particular sunnah that we're going to speak about today, very azim, very great, and it needs to be revived. If we want our societies to flourish, to prosper, we want peace and harmony in our societies, this is very, very important. Which sunnah am I referring to? The sunnah of reconciling, reconciliation. This is a big problem today, that when people fall out, and at times over trivial matters of insignificance, for the rest of their lives, they don't talk to each other. They cut off ties, they sever relations, their kids don't talk to each other, they relocate, they move away from that city, they don't want to see each other, they don't want to be in the same room as each other, they don't want anyone else praising the other. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And unfortunately, when all of this is going on, where are those intelligent people that we need? Where are those wise people that we need to step in and say, look, this is the dunya. You'll have fallings out. You will not meet eye to eye in every situation. But if that situation occurs and you're in such a predicament, then think of the deen, think of the greater good, think of what will benefit the Muslims. Don't start going to war with each other, don't start fighting with each other, and then that fight normally continues for generations upon generations. In fact, if we cut off relations, then it may be the case that the next generation don't even know that you are related. And it happens as well. So reconciling, reconciliation is very important. We need wise people, we need intelligent people to step in certain situations and tell people, guide people, look, this is not the teaching of Islam. In fact, the teaching of Islam is to reconcile. If you've fallen out, make up with each other and make a firm intention that now you will try your utmost to preserve the relation. So in this regard, let us begin. Let us hear what the Quran has to say. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, Jalla Jalaluhu, states in Para 5, Surah Nisa, verse 114. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
Translation: there is no goodness in the majority of their consultations except the one who commands giving sadaqah or speaking good or reconciling between people. And the one who does that, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so soon we will grant him a great reward. So in this verse, Allah jalla wa ala speaks about acts which are pleasing to him, which have goodness within them. What are those acts? Commanding people to give sadaqah, commanding people to speak good. And what was the third thing? Oh, islahim bayn al-nas. Or commanding people to reconcile. People have fallen out, reconciling between them. And in Surah Hujurat, Para 26, verse 9, Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And if two groups from the believers fight, then you should reconcile between them. You should ensure that reconciliation takes place between them. The verse after, Surah Hujurat, verse 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Indeed, the believers are brothers. They are brothers to one another. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ So reconcile between your brothers. And fear Allah so that you are shown mercy. In Surah Nisa, verse 128, para 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ And reconciliation is good. Allah ta'ala has described reconciliation, sulh, as khair, as something good. So these were a few verses of the Quran. So we know the Quran itself tells us to reconcile between people. And verse 10 of Surah Hujurat, that believers are brothers unto one another. You see two people, two Muslim brothers, falling out with each other. They don't meet eye to eye, they've severed their relations. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ You should reconcile between the two brothers. And what are we doing? Are we doing what the Quran tells us, or are we doing the opposite? Some people, ma'azana, in this situation, instead of trying to solve the problem, they make it worse. They'll go to one of the brothers and say, you're right for doing what you did. You're right for severing your relation with him. You know, you're better than him. You're bigger than him. You're greater than him. You shouldn't be seen with him in the first place. It's a good thing that you have distanced yourself from him. Ma'adallah. Thumma ma'adallah. Yes, if there's a shari'i reason for you to refrain from someone's company, that's a different matter. We're talking about in a normal situation where someone comes and he telltales. He says wrong things about other people. He's actually a cause for people breaking apart in the first place or separating. So this is something that we need to rectify in our society. And if we can't help people come together, the least we can do is avoid separating in the first place. Because that's a great crime as well. And let's go to the hadith collection. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever created enmity between two people, then he should make the hellfire his abode. And whoever reconciled between them, made reconciliation between them, the mercy of Allah entails that this person enters Jannah, enters paradise. So first of all, the hadith says, the person who creates enmity between two people, who causes them to separate, he should make the hellfire his abode. And as for the one who brings them together, reconciles between them, sorts out their problems, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy entails that that person be entered into Jannah. Subhanallah. So we need to think, which party should we be from? The party that creates distance between people, that creates separation, or the party that brings people together, reconciles between people? Because the first type of people will enter hellfire, the second type of people will enter Jannah, paradise. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you of an amal, an act that is greater than fasting, offering salah, and giving sadaqah? Should I not tell you of an amal that is greater than these three things? Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us. The Prophet alayhi salam replied, the amal which is greater than the aforementioned, greater than fasting, offering salah, giving sadaqah, is to reconcile between two people who are upset with one another. Because due to their separation, due to the corruption, due to the fitan that occurs, the fasad that occurs because of their separation, goodness is removed. Goodness is severed. That's why you should reconciliate. And here the Prophet ﷺ has highlighted this, has singled it out and said it's better than salah, fasting, and giving sadaqah. It's afdal, it's superior, reconciling between people. Yeah, we don't do it, unfortunately. Another hadith, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest sadaqah, the greatest act of charity, the greatest form of charity is to reconcile between two people who are upset with one another. So reconciliation, this is very important in Islam. People are to be brought together in Islam, not to be separated, not to be divided. And this strength in unity, bring Muslims together. Help them in the dunya, Allah will help you as well. The next hadith, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will reconciliate between two people, Allah Ta'ala will rectify his affair. And every word that he utters, every kalima that he utters, will bring him the reward of freeing a slave. And when he returns, after reconciling between the two parties, he will return in a state that his previous sins will have been forgiven. Allahu Akbar. There's only goodness in reconciling between people. What does the hadith state? Here again, listen again. Allah will rectify his matter if he reconciliates between two people, reconciles two people. Allah Ta'ala will grant him the reward of freeing a slave for every kalima he speaks in this process. And then lastly, we were told that he will return having his previous sins forgiven. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is an act that was praised in the previous scriptures as well. Before moving on to the amal of Rasulullah, the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thawr bin Yazid states that he read in the Tawrat Sharif, it's a previous scripture given to Musa alayhi salam, the one who reconciles between two people who have fallen out, that person is from the distinguished people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exclusive people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it's up to us, do we want to be from the exclusive people or not? And the way to do that, the way to achieve that, we reconcile between people. Now the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, is filled with such incidents. I'll mention one. There was a Jewish person, Mirshas bin Qais, and he once walked past the gathering of the believers. And in that gathering, there were two tribes of the Ansar, the Aus and the Khazraj. And they were speaking to one another with affection, with great affection. And prior to Islam, that wasn't the case. They had a lot of wars going on between them. And when this Jewish person saw that now they're getting along very well, speaking to each other in an affectionate manner, this didn't please him. He wasn't pleased with this fact. So he said to a young Jewish person, he said, go and remind them of their previous battles, the wars that would take place. I want you to go and do that so that they fall out again. They start fighting again. So that young Jewish person did, as he was told, he went and he began reminding them of their previous wars, their battles. And he recited some qasaid, some odes in this regard as well, which had reference to those previous battles. When the Ansar heard this, they remembered the previous wars. And they began to fight one another again. And it was close that blood was going to be shed. And that's when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at this very particular moment when this incident was taking place. And he said, do you do the acts of ignorance? You're doing the acts of ignorance. Even though I am amongst you, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is telling them, I'm amongst you and you're carrying out acts of ignorance that you would do before. And when they heard this, they threw down their weapons. They laid down their weapons. And whilst crying, they began to embrace one another. What do we learn from this? That to create division, separation, distance between the believers, to create tribulation, corruption, strife between believers, this is the way of the disbelievers. And reconciling, bringing Muslims together, strengthening the relationship of Muslims, this is the practice of whom? The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is what we learn from this account. And this is a sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's a sunnah that we have neglected, we have discarded, unfortunately. We need to revive it. We need to act upon it, inshallah. Let's listen to another account from the seerah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once on his ride, traveling somewhere. He passed by a gathering of the Ansar. And he stopped, he paused there for a while. The animal, the ride that he was on, urinated at that particular place. So when this animal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding upon began to urinate, Ibn Ubay, he began to express dislike by closing his nostrils. Sayyidun Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala, and he said, the urine from the animal belonging to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than your musk. Musk is a fragrance. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam then left. And these two began to quarrel. Ibn Ubay and Sayyidun Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu. To the extent that both their communities, both their nations, their groups, their tribes began to fight. That's when the Prophet ﷺ returned, realized the situation and reconciled between them. This is the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't allow these matters to get out of hand. He would reconcile between people. So subhanAllah, in this episode we hear about the importance of reconciling between people, of ensuring that whenever we see two parties fighting, we try and de-escalate the situation, because that's going to affect the whole community sooner or later. The more quarreling, the more disputes, the more separations, the more discord, the more fitan tribulation, is going to affect the wider community as well. So a wise person is he who realizes this and he helps out. And a believer himself is the one who likes for others what he likes for himself. I don't want there to be enmity between me and another person. I don't want there to be separation, division between me and other Muslims. And I shouldn't want that for others as well. And when I see others fighting, quarreling, and I can help, I should try to. Look at the rewards mentioned in the Quran, in the Hadith, in the Amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn. In the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that reconciling is a great sunnah. And this stops great bloodshed, problems from escalating and getting out of hand. So we need to adopt this sunnah, inshallah, so that our communities can prosper and once again blossom like the great gardens of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to act upon this sunnah and what has been said in this particular episode. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah too. This is a sunnah.